On campus and online. This is URN The Pulse.
Hello and welcome to The Pulse. Here are you on URN. I'm Izzy and today I'm joined in the studio by Ibby, Donnie and Harry. And tonight we'll be discussing the controversy surrounding the university's project Transform, an attempt to save money by centralising and digitising support offered by the university. This has caused discussion due to its secret nature and also the fact that students feel they have been ignored in the decision making. However, the project seems set for a rollout by the end of this academic year. If you have any opinions on what you've heard tonight, please text in to urn1350.net and let us know what you think. First up, earlier today, URN interviewed Jake Jones and Faith Toombs, two of the students who have most vociferously voiced their opposition to the plans.
Hi, I'm Jake. I'm one of the protesters against Project Transform and the academic redundancies, mainly for us in the class department.
And I'm Faith, and I'm also helping Jake to organise all of this and mostly the safety behind it, but generally, we're here to help you get your opinions across.
So, for those who aren't aware, you mentioned that you're protesting against Project Transform. What is Project Transform?
Well, Project Transform is a project to centralise the administration into various student service centres, which will be based across the campuses. On the surface, this sounds like a really good idea, and it could be, but the way they've gone about it, we don't necessarily agree with.
Yeah, going on from what Faith said, students have been kept very much in the dark about Project Transform. If you look at our Facebook page, there's many articles you can look at and surveys that have been conducted by Project Transform that apparently is to help the students, but according to the students' opinion, they're not really following that at all.
So what is it in particular that you're protesting about? Is it the fact that students were kept in the dark? Is it that prospective students won't know about these changes until they apply next year? And is there a particular aim, or is it a little bit more broad than that?
I think it's a combination of both, actually. As I say, we have been kept in the dark about it, and we want to make clear to everyone that we want people to know about it, basically, and we want everyone to be aware of what is happening, and we want to get the real opinion of the students. Again, with the prospective students, we do want them to know about it, and that is the point on Wednesday. We're not there to scare people off from coming to the university or deter people from coming to the university. We just want to inform them of the changes that are taking place and make sure that they're made aware, like first years, last year, they weren't made aware, and as many have said, that they came here for the support that they offer. So, for example, the year abroad support. It's not guaranteed that there'll be massive changes into the year abroad support, but the way in which they've been treated in the build-up to this restructure of Project Transform just isn't fair, and we're mainly protesting about that, and as well the academic redundancies, which are a separate matter from Project Transform.
So Project Transform is a £50 million project, and in combination with this, but wholly separate, there are also staff redundancies within the teaching staff as well, in order to cut costs. And so, for example, in the Faculty of Arts, 12 full-time equivalent members of staff will not have a job to come back to, which doesn't make sense if they're spending £50 million on this new Project Transform, for them to then cut £900,000 from, for example, the arts budget. It doesn't quite add up where they're getting this funding from, and we're questioning that and where our £9,000 that we now pay per year actually comes from and goes to in terms of budgeting and our everyday academic life.
If you crunch the numbers and you have 34,000 students paying at least £9,000, we know some will pay more due to them being international and some will pay slightly less, it doesn't add up to some of the eye-watering sums of money that are being spent by the university. Can you at least understand that there is an element of cost-cutting that needs to be taken by the university, albeit if not in the manner that they're taking it at this moment in time?
Yes, of course we can, but there's also similarly the £40 million Sports Centre project, which, although is very much underway, the funding for that has obviously come from some private sources, but also from the university. We've also got the proposed new teaching building behind Hallward, and the student services centres themselves, I believe one's going to be built on Derby Road. They will also cost an inordinate amount of funding that we're just not sure it adds up. And if you're building a new teaching building, then we're not going to have any staff to teach in it. So I don't understand where, how they can... It just doesn't make
sense. No, it doesn't, no. And this is exactly the point. It's even hard for us to explain it. We've been looking at this for a long time now, and since Thursday, I say a long time, but we really have put our full attention to this, and even now, it's really hard for us to fathom what is going on, because we have been so kept in the dark. We hope to learn a lot more tomorrow, on Tuesday. We're both meeting with the Pro Vice Chancellor, Jeremy Gregory, where we hope to find out a bit more information about it. So...
What do you think you guys can do, given that this project has been in the pipeline for a fairly large amount of time, and as you've mentioned, yeah, the university has sunk quite a large amount of money into it?
Yeah, I think the main thing we hope is to raise awareness about it. Obviously, we don't know at the moment how much we're actually going to be able to change about the project and whether we're going to be able to change anything, but we have to remain optimistic. We have to go in with the intentions that we will be able to change things, and I suppose the main thing is to raise awareness of the project and of course, the academic redundancies, which I reiterate are very different things.
So, bringing it back to what you mentioned before about students, how will the proposed changes actually inconvenience us as the student body? And you both study in class, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
So this is one area which is being hit massively. Is it 12 members or 11 members?
11.5 members in the arts faculty. Full-time equivalent, yeah.
So for us as class students, we've looked at it all, but then also in general as well. The university's own survey has surveyed 1,100 students, which we don't believe is representative. But these students have said that they find it more helpful to have an office located in their school or department to be able to go to file administrative services like extenuating circumstances forms, coursework, and to then seek course-related advice as well. So moving that away will go against the students' wishes, and Project Transform hasn't addressed that the students don't necessarily feel that that is the appropriate level of action. So that is one way in which it's going to affect students in general, never mind class students.
Yeah, going on from that, we also took our own survey. We didn't get obviously as many as a university one, but we did get 100 answers within 24 hours. One of the main questions, the first question we asked was what would be more beneficial? An office in each department that is specialised to deal with your individual request, or two, a centralised office with a variety of staff that all Uni Park students have to use? 98% of people, of the 100 people, said they would rather have the office in their individual departments. So they really are going against the wishes of the students. Another thing that will disadvantage students are going a year abroad. Obviously, as I say, it's not guaranteed that there'll be big changes to the year abroad office. This is just something that's quite speculative at the moment. But there could be less support on the year abroad. And responses to our survey said that a lot of people chose the university to study here and do languages here because of the year abroad support we offer. So if this support is reduced in any way, then it will go against the wishes again of the students.
So you kind of touched on both these questions, so I'll ask them separately, but what were the justifications given by the university for the decision? If 1,100 students, 1,100 students isn't representative, as you say, then 100 students perhaps is... Well, you could also say he's not necessarily...
Yeah, of course, yeah.
He's not necessarily representative. I understand the point being more that it's such a high majority, yeah, of such a small number, but... I mean, do you think that students agree with the changes, either in principle or in practice?
A lot of people that we have spoken to, and this is staff and students, disagree completely with the changes that are taking place. The staff themselves, some staff that I've spoken to, have said that they oppose Project Transform, have said that the rolling out of Project Transform has been messy and hasn't been conducted in a way that has been clear all the way through. It is a very big project, but for students to be kept in the dark completely is just not fair at all. And if staff are thinking that the rollout hasn't been the best, then surely it does signify that there's something going wrong here.
And also on the university's blog itself about Project Transform, they've challenged all the ideas that students have said that they appreciate and like having the department office, and said how they think that their Project Transform ideas are better than what the students feel like they need. So, and as it's part of the global strategy for 2020 of the university, which again encompasses everything that we've just spoken about and more, it's not doing one of their targets, which is to keep the students happy themselves and to develop the student experience. Mm-hmm. So they're basically contradicting themselves, we feel. Whether that's wholly shared by everybody else is a different matter, but that's what one of the bases of the protest would be on.
Now, you mentioned that staff weren't necessarily in agreement with the decision as well. Preliminary research that I've conducted have said that there's been a lot of opposition from staff, again, partly because of the redundancies, yep, which are separate to Project Transform itself. But do you think that if the staff can't necessarily push an issue, that the students and the staff coming together are going to lend more weight to the argument, or
I really hope so. I think the powers that be, let's say, will be more inclined to listen to students. This is a hope, not a definite. Of course, we won't know until we try, so we will push on and try, and we'll speak to Jeremy on Tuesday, and we'll hope that he does listen to us and he does give us some good answers. I think it's always power in numbers, so the more people the better and things like that. So yeah, I think we could potentially make some kind of change here.
But also, we're now paying £9,000 a year for a university course that should help us with our future life. So what are we getting for that £9,000? It's a question that's plagued the decision from when the Tories actually implemented it. But now we pay that £9,000, that surely gives us the right to have more say on what we're getting for our money. And, you know, it's bringing in consumer rights now to say that we have a right for the year abroad support, for example, we have a right to that support that we had been offered when we signed up to the university.
Do you agree with some of the fears that have been posted on the Facebook page that perhaps making this event too political, that's both kind of literal in the sense of involving the political minded groups at the university, and political in the sense of making it almost office politics, university politics, would actually possibly negatively affect the campaign? Or is this the kind of time when we need to bring in as wide a support as we can?
Yeah, I think we do need to bring as wide support as possible. Referring to the comments on the Facebook page, that was specifically about the Socialist Society, who have been in contact with me and who have been actively opposing this and do actively oppose Project Transform. I have been in conversation with them, and we will be meeting with them at some point. And we have made an agreement that there will be no advertising of the Socialist Society there. They're purely here, or will be there, to help with the opposition against Project Transform and the academic redundancies. So there will be no selling of the Socialist Society at all there.
So why should students care about this then? Maybe let's take those who aren't necessarily affected by Project Transform, although we don't quite know how many students will be affected by it. Why should the student body as a whole engage itself with this issue, would you say?
Well, personally, I believe that by amalgamating all these offices into one centre will make the university experience more impersonal for students, and particularly for those who may have trouble settling in or have any other issues coming up. That can make it a lot harder to seek support and advice from people that you don't normally interact with on a day-to-day basis. And also, it will leave personal tutors with an issue where they can't direct students to a named person necessarily, because that's what they currently do at this local level. So it's a combination of it being impersonal and not being particularly as comfy, yeah, I suppose, no, I agree, as it was before.
What can the student body do to either voice their opposition to or in some way almost vote against this?
Yeah, I think signing the petition would be a good thing to do. We have a petition currently with 430 signatures since Friday, and that can be found on our Facebook page, Oppose Project Transform and the Academic Redundancies in Class. Signing the petition will be a great thing. Let's get as many numbers as we can on there. More than welcome to turn up to the protest on Wednesday. Again, on Facebook, there's an event for this. We'll be posting some more information tonight. And if you still have no idea about what Project Transform is, then why not email someone higher up in the university? PVC, Jeremy Gregory would probably be a good person. He's Pro Vice Chancellor of the Faculty of Arts, so it couldn't be bad if you wanted to email and find out some more information. If you do follow our Facebook group, Faith and I will post all of the minutes from the meeting we have with Jeremy on there, so you can get any information that we have from that meeting. And if you have any questions, contact Faith and I and we'll be happy to answer.
Yeah, we will also be getting our heads together and thinking of some more campaigns to raise awareness and also voice our disapproval of the project itself in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. But obviously, there is the break, so it may be a little bit longer than that. But we hope to be active and around on campus very, very shortly.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we end the interview?
I think the main thing is join our Facebook group, sign the petition and things like that. Let's get as much awareness of this as possible. And just to reiterate, Project Transform and the Academic Redundancies are two separate things, so please do not get the two confused. And again, please feel free to contact Faith and I at any time.
I'd also say talk to your lecturers and your tutors and see how it's affecting your department, and then if you can give that information to us, we can make it more relevant to you. And because we're from class, we're from German studies, for example, so we've only got one focus at the moment. But if we can increase that focus and make it more personal to you, then that would be even more fabulous, so we can accurately represent your views to the university management.
This is URN The Pulse.
Welcome back to tonight's Pulse, where we're looking at Project Transform and how it will affect students at the University of Nottingham. After interviewing Jake and Faith, URN managed to speak to Dan Rattican, your current SU Education Officer, to see what the SU had to say about this.
So I'm here with Dan Rattican, your current SU Education Officer, talking about the impact of Project Transform. Now, first of all, you've just listened to quite a strong-willed debate. Mm-hmm. There's obviously quite a bit of agitation from students. Were the SU aware of Project Transform?
Yes. Firstly, on Jake and Faith, that was really good, a lot of the information they had there. Were the Students' Union aware of Project Transform? Yes, in the sense that I, as Education Officer and Education Officer previously and the President before that, sit on the Programme Board for Project Transform. That is the board which kind of has oversight of the project, not specifically relating to any school, but does have oversight of the project. So they touched on something that you'll probably ask in a question, but I think it's really important to highlight from the start on student consultation and student engagement. Is having the SU on the Programme Board student engagement? No, it isn't. Definitely not. But we do sit on the Programme Board. My main issue, from my perspective, is that the communications from the university about the project were, one, untimely in the fact that they basically left it very late before anything came out. I mean, I walked in to office straight onto a programme board to which I had no idea about, so not knowing what the project was and sitting on the board once every couple of months until this point when they've now started to engage with students. I see my role on the project as very much being the person to bring students' views for them, but bringing students' views when those students know about the project is pretty difficult.
The majority of, in fact, almost all students will most likely not know about what Project Transform is.
Including myself before, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I only told as a position of course rep in one of the humanities things, and even then, the information we got was vague because it was the staff had only been told vague details. And as we heard in the interview, the fact that they basis of under 5%, an under 5% representation of a question that was so leading of sort of would you prefer rather than we're going to get rid of. So was the SU aware that staff as well as students were against this idea?
I've spoken to, I'd say, mainly through LCF, through to school reps about the project, and it seems to be that school reps are the only people that knew about the project because of their position in sitting on an LCF and sitting on school management boards. So it seems to be the message is purely coming from staff, which is good in the sense that this should have come centrally from the university. I mean, it's number one priority to engage students, but I think in the way it came from staff, it has become conflated in a sense, in terms of the information that's been given out.
They talked in that interview about one of the issues the students were cross about was the issue of funding. We're paying £9,000, as obviously came through the raise, and as a student, you expect to have a certain amount done with that £9,000. And the fact that there was not discrepancies as such, but very few people seem to be able to work out where they're going into. Yeah. If our funds are going into this, students should have known about it, surely.
Yeah, 100%, I agree. And I think it's a narrative that we play to the university a lot, and it's very understandable. The university need to understand that though, and I've said this many a time before, fees tripled for students, universities' funds didn't triple, and they don't understand that it's a very different relationship that our generation, say, is the first people to pay £9,000, see as what am I getting from my university experience. Transparency within the university and where course fees go is another thing that is raised often, very often, but it's a really difficult thing to kind of unpick. And even in the position I'm in now, and being able to, I don't sit on any kind of financial boards, of course, it's more on teaching and learning boards, but you don't really know where pots sit and where things go. I think the number one thing in my position on the board up until now has been about you really need to land these comms for students. And I arranged 2 student engagement sessions just 2 weeks ago, the week commencing 29th of February, and asked all the school reps and anyone I could really reach out to come along to these sessions. But I was telling people to come along to a session that they didn't know anything about. I couldn't engage with people properly if the comms didn't land as we hoped to. And so it's almost a real shame for me that I fought to arrange these sessions, and we got some really key people in the project, some key management staff, both in the kind of the new outlook of the service centres, to come along and engage with students in these sessions. And then about, I'd say, over the 2 sessions, 13 or 14 students came, all of which were school reps or society presidents from course-based societies. And so had those sessions been this week, for example, we would have had a lot more students being able to engage and come and really speak to the people that can make a difference. What I am going to do following this and following hearing from what Jake and Faith are saying is I'm going to arrange more of them, and I've got much more of a mandate to do it now. So we've got a petition with 500 signatures. We've got a UCAS Open Day in which there's going to be a demonstration on. And if the university weren't listening before, they're definitely listening now.
So you support the idea, because there is an issue of what can the students do against the university, because it is the university at the end of the day. It is not, and it's people that we and positions of power that we know as students know very little about. You obviously know some being on certain boards, but you don't know how far and how deep this idea has gone and reaches. So you would support the idea of the protest or more of the petition?
Well, 100% on both. I mean, Jake points out very poignantly, and I'll do the same thing, that the project transform work and the academic redundancies in class and within the Faculty of Arts are 2 separate things. And he's done a very good job of not conflating the two, because
people will get mixed up.
People will get confused, and that's even more dangerous. I mean, feeding the wrong information out, because then you're kind of protesting on the wrong grounds. I support the process wholly, and I was, as soon as I found out that it existed, I emailed the Deputy Vice Chancellor, who's the sponsor for the project, and people, the other project sponsors, to say, look, you didn't do your comms, and this is what students are doing. And I think, as I'd encourage people to speak to Jake and Faith, I'd encourage them to speak to me, because whilst I've been engaged with the project, so I'm going to know, I don't know all the answers, or I'd be telling people them, but I have direct links to the board, I have direct links to the people that that are have oversight of this. And so after hearing that, I will reach out to Jake and Faith today to see if they've got any time, either before Wednesday or afterwards.
I suggest possibly that when this goes up on audio beam, you play them the interview.
Yeah, I mean, obviously after this interview we'll get the kind of details of where they can show it, and I will send that to every member that is, because it's really important that these views come across. And I think the protest for me has to be about fighting for the best service for students and not fighting the battle for staff, though. And that's the thing that I want to point in, and I want to make sure that the university understand and the students understand that what we're doing and what is being done is about making sure that purely that students are getting
heard, primarily
heard, and getting having a kind of
the students are pretty much funding this project, and
students fund the university,
and if the students don't want this project, and ultimately, what is the university's role? As was said, it is to keep the students happy, and the students obviously aren't happy with this choice. And I'm pretty sure that if the university did more research and sent it out to say 50%, they would have seen a big difference in the amount of opposition that they have had, and the fact that this has been so hush-hush and swept under the rug, would you not argue makes people reluctant to protest about it, because it seems like there's nothing they
can
do?
I know what you mean. I agree with that. I think the project was...
It should have been out and open from the start.
Well, it definitely should have been, and I think it's become... And this is someone that's only walked in on kind of year three or four, I don't know, the last stage. I've kind of inherited something that I had no idea about. I don't think the university knew what kind of beast this project would become, and kind of how, on what scale. So whenever it was that they did their student consultation, which I think is inconclusive anyway, but whenever they're in partnership with the student union, that the student consultation happened, I wouldn't say that is the sole basis of the project. But I'd also like to echo that at the moment people are only hearing kind of one side, and I agree with almost everything Jake and Faith said, bar the fact that no one I've spoken to about the project has ever talked about another side of it, and they didn't spend £50 million is what's quoted on Project Transform on building some service centres. It's on an online platform that kind of encompasses all administrative stuff for students. So in terms of personalised timetables and having not being bounced around from portal to all these other places, so excluding Moodle being the virtual learning environment, there's a lot more to it, and it's why that I'm kind of not so to one side, because I kind of see and understand more. And I think that's the university's fault for not telling students that there is more to the project, because if all you hear about it is from staff who are perfectly within their reason to be angry about what's happening, to almost mobilise students to fight a battle that, let's make sure the students are doing it for, and we are doing it for our own benefit. And that's the most important thing, and that is why I I'm on the board as a students' union member, because we're not a trade union. We care for the interests of our staff, definitely, but we are here to represent students, and we should be lobbying for students, and that's where I see my place on the board.
Because there's obviously, you've picked up a quite a good point there, over the fact that the idea of the Project Transform may be very beneficial for students, may be great, maybe what students need, but it might not be very beneficial for the staff to have everything in one place. And they've got so used to an idea, there's that motto, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Okay. I agree. I think it's a change management project, isn't it? And so if you kind of look into the corporate world, change management is difficult in any scenario. And I can't think of an example of going through a change management project where it's not difficult for the people involved, the people that are so used to one way of working that you can't see another. And I think if it's not broke, don't fix it. I'm not sure whether that's the correct narrative. I think there's a lot that wasn't broken, but I think there's some things that potentially weren't as equipped for servicing students as they could have been. I mean, students want things like online timetables, not being bounced around everywhere for things. And I think another thing is really important to note that there's, as far as I'm aware, there is in no scenario is there going to be no one in schools. So there isn't a building in the university that doesn't have a landing desk. You can't just, I mean, that they talk about the facelessness. I mean, that would be an absolute nightmare if you walk into a school, so you walk into psychology, you walk into anywhere, and there isn't a desk there. That scenario can't. There isn't a place in the whole university that doesn't have a landing desk.
But it's more, I think that issue they touched on there is more about the fact that you're going to get to someone who, yes, maybe. Be very good for general admin. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, like, for example, say I study classical civilization, yeah. When it comes to things like dissertation, things like that, I need someone who has been around and in the classical department long enough to know actually what is needed, what is done in that department. And by grouping them all it all together, it could be an admin nightmare.
That's very true. And that's why I think the most important thing for us to do now is to say those specific issues, like the one you've just given about a dissertation, or the students in class that go on a year abroad, as all students do in their third year, that these issues are, this is really important, and this is school specific, and this can't be centralised. And that's the message we need to put, because it shouldn't be, let's oppose and assume everything's going to roll, just go back and go out to not being existing. Let's engage with it and make sure that everything that's happening is servicing students and isn't going to mean that we've kind of missed something out that is crucial to people's student life.
I mean, there are certain schools that obviously feel more strongly about it than others. We've obviously heard the class feel fairly strongly about it. I know the humanities feel fairly strongly about it. But places, for example, like chemistry, like the sciences, if Project Transform goes ahead, the push towards a more online feel, trying to do maths coursework online would take 10 times longer for a maths student than it would to do it on paper, because obviously they're not allowed to scan in their coursework. They'd have to actually do it physically online, which would be difficult.
I've met with majority of head schools over the past couple of months just to kind of let them know more, in effect, to let them know that my plans for the year and things like module feedback and those kind of things. So the type of things I was working on anyway. And I know that chemistry, which is another one that is a subject full of symbols, they are completely online submission now. Maths are looking at it as well. And I think it's not as simple as maths students will have to fill this online. The school is very aware of the ramifications of potentially moving to online submission and online marking, online feedback of coursework. And chemistry deal with it completely fine. I speak to the school rep for chemistry quite often, and they say that it's beneficial to them to submit things online. So, for example, there will be facilities to scan were it to happen. It's kind of, I'd hate to imagine that the university would get to a point where they'd leave something like that out
there's no scanners.
Students have got students are taking pictures on their phone of their course. You know, it's also important, as you kind of highlighted there, that it can't be a one size fits all, because we've got so many different departments at the university, and within the five faculties there's an umpteenth amount of ways of working for students, and it has to give everyone the same level of quality, but also mean that we're not forcing students to all do the same thing, because a medical student is going to submit any kind of assessment different to how a student in humanities will, and it's just
they need to see the individual benefit. So we're coming back to the idea of protest and things. If enough people protest, enough people sign the petition, and you get your idea, which is a great idea, of getting people in on the board, or maybe on the board, or important people in Project Transform to give across the other side, the view from the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
Is there still room for students to feel like they have the power to change things they don't like?
Yes. So the reason why they labelled these sessions student engagement sessions, I pushed for the sessions to happen because a few students from different schools, none of them were from class actually, mainly people that are in positions of kind of representative positions, like course rep, school reps, site presidents, those kind of things. I was trickling down over the months from their contact with staff, hearing that we want to know more about this because we don't know. So they took a slightly different approach to what's been taken at the moment. And so I arranged these sessions as a student engagement to say, right, let's find out about the project, because we can't protest or debate or lobby for something that we don't quite understand yet. So for me, the coming back after Easter, because I understand students, it's a terrible time of the year in terms of dissertation deadlines, other kind of examination deadlines. Easter falling really early this year. Only a few weeks left of term before exams start. It's a really difficult time, but there needs to be as many sessions as possible for as many students to really understand, because if you kind of fed false information and that false information's promoted, then, for example, if class students thought that the academic redundancies were anywhere related to the project, then things get compounded and become much worse than they would have done. And so I think the protest is very important. It's very well timed on a UKIF visit day in terms of getting the voice heard. I will, at the next available opportunity, i.e. the next programme board, I mean, I'm already in communications with the people on the board about the fact that there is a real mandate in the amount of petitions we've got, to say, look, this is what happens if students don't know what's going on. So tell them what's going on. And I think the issue is, who knows what's going on? Because I don't know. And I sat on the board for three or four meetings, and I still don't know exactly what it is. So it's, when will you know, and how will you not just say, oh, by the way, we're moving admin support, majority of admin support from within schools into five locations. I think Faith mentioned one of them was on Derby Road. I think, as far as I know, we have one that will be in the admissions building just outside here, which will, well, they serve as anyone in theory, but for students on this side of the of University Park, there'll be one in the old Physics Nano Centre for students based on that side of University Park, Jubilee Exchange, A Floor, the Med School, and the barn on Sutton Bonington, to being the five places. And it's that, don't just tell them about the location of what these things look like. Let's say all the other things that come, because there's a new platform that students are going to be using called My Nottingham in September that they need to really understand before you walk, you start up in your first week in September, or you've come back from a year abroad in which things were completely different. After your second year, you went away and come back in your fourth year, and all of a sudden everything's different, and they don't know what's going on. That is the most important thing.
They can't just dump a load of information on you. It needs to be done gradually over the next month, over the next 3 months. And it needs to.
I think they're working hard on that. I think they are. I think the comms I've pushed all year. It's just a case of, They spent too long deliberating on how to do it before actually doing it. Now we're in a position where they're having to react rather than be proactive with it. And it's not helpful for them. But at the end of the day, we need to leave students with as much information as possible. And while there's a chance of influence for things like class students going away and needing study abroad support, or people that need specific dissertation support in their third year, that information needs to come now. There's no point waiting until it's all happened and then say, this no longer works, because that is how students can influence it. That's how we can influence it. I've been given a seat on the board to bring these views. So anyone that's listening to this, or anyone that's signing the petition and protesting, come with to me with those views, because I don't work for the university. We're a students' union, specifically in the fact that we are a critical friend to the university. So if Van Harrod goes into a meeting, or I go into a meeting, we're not being employed by these people. So I'm the person that can sit in a room and say, actually, I work for students, if you want to take all the cliches out of it. Like, it's I can be the person in the room that can say this. So if you want to get your voice heard, then come through it to me. And that's the kind of message I've put out all year. I've whilst not being able to kind of explain what the project is, because it's the university's project, it's not the students' union's project, but I'm in a privileged position on the board to be able to take people's views, so bringing them to me is the way I see it.
Okay. Well, thank you ever so much, Dan.
Thank you.
And I wish the process and everything all the best.
Yes, definitely.
And we look forward to see where it goes in the next. Well, I hope it moves forward in the next couple of months.
Yeah,
and interesting.
I think the universities will really wake up because of this. It's very well timed. I think the university will really switch on, and at the end of the day, it's for students, so to encompass everything that students are saying. So yeah.
This is URN, The Pulse.
Welcome back to The Pulse. Now we're going to discuss the proposed changes of Project Transform. I'm joined by Ibby, Donny and Harry in the studio. Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
So, had you guys previously heard about Project Transform, or
no,
is it since
actually.
Today?
You only just very
just
recently.
Today, honestly.
Yeah, very recently. Very I've been hearing recently. About it over the last week or so, but mostly with regards to it being protested.
So, are you guys going to attend the peaceful protest on Wednesday?
I've got that excuse where I've got a lot of deadlines, so I'll probably be in Hallward hearing chants of rage. But no, I won't be participating, unfortunately. I do support it.
You support it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be at a postgraduate colloquium, which we have every Wednesday, but definitely supporting it.
Yeah.
I will actually be camping from 8 a.m. until Thursday 8 a.m. So I could probably make an appearance. I'm not camping in protest. I'm just camping for sports relief, actually. But yeah, I think I might make an appearance.
So are you guys all against it then?
Yes. From what I can understand of it, it sounds like it wasn't done in the right way, and it does clearly have a lot of issues. And I'm completely
against
that. The
thing is, there's so very little information that it's quite hard for me to come out and say, yeah, I'm definitely against it, because they simply haven't revealed all the information to us. But I think the fact that they haven't clearly shows that they're fearing a backlash from the student reaction. So I think there's probably actually worse things in store to come. And also, yeah, like Ibby said, just kind of being involved in the process would have been much better. And the fact that Dan Ratkin said that, you know, he didn't think there was actually that much point in protesting at the time is I think quite telling.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because it has been kept under wraps.
It's just totally out of the blue, and it's that whole kind of old idea where you cannot enforce a change that is so too sudden, because people will they won't agree with it. I think it's too much too soon.
And there are some very clear issues with it. I think the biggest problem, and this was raised in the first interview that we had, was the idea of centralising and taking away the individual offices from each of the departments.
I think it works really well, actually.
This is the thing. Although I like the idea of having it in terms of it being standardised, in terms of, say, the methods and reaction, like the times that between, say, lodging an email and getting a reply, I think standardising is fine. I have an issue with centralising it, because that forgets to take into account massive concerns regarding accessibility. There are a lot of students who have clear accessibility issues due to disabilities, and I include both physical and mental disabilities in this, and it becomes extremely difficult for students who already have anxiety issues when it comes to even going to see a tutor privately. To then have one single centralized office for the entire university is a huge issue for them, and I don't think that was even taken into consideration.
Definitely. Donny, what for you is your biggest issue with Project Transform?
The fact that actually I only learnt about it quite recently. I had no idea that it was going to happen. So that, obviously, and I'm sure many others are in the same position as I am. And also being a first year, obviously it's, you're becoming used to at least this form of kind of structure when you come here. I mean, there wasn't much information last year even how the university was kind of run and how it was set out. So I think for, you know, the students that will be coming, I mean, I did ask you, you know, during the break, you know, do you agree with the protest being during the UCAS Open Day? Because I wasn't so sure. I thought, you know, that might scare students off. And even, you know, their parents will be there too. But I do actually agree with your views on, you were saying, actually it will inform them of the changes that will come, you know, or perhaps come when they start. And I think for a student making such a huge decision as to where to go to study, I think that's very important for them to know. So, I don't know, what the issue is just not having known about this until recently.
Do you think that the process on Wednesday will stimulate and trigger the higher ups to actually address the issue and listen to the students' views? Or do you think they'll just go on ahead like they clearly have been, hence why they've been keeping it under wraps?
I mean, they're already acting against the wishes of the students anyway, so I don't know if it will work, but at the same time I think it should be done anyway.
Absolutely.
I kind of agree with it.
Absolutely.
At least try.
I think there's a small chance of us at least gaining some leverage in the discussion by pointing out that so many students oppose this. And also the fact that they're basing quite a lot of their argument on a 5% turnout in a poll, where the question was also misleading. And then when the protesters did the new questionnaire for people to answer, they said 98% of people were opposed to it. So I think they've been misleading people from the start.
Faith, in the first interview, made a very interesting point. She said that the Project Transform is going to cost £50 million. And apparently it's to cut £900,000 worth of staff fees and etc. She feels that with the upcoming student services, which will be on Derby Road, and also the proposed new teaching building, that the money could be better spent, and it's ludicrous that they're spending £50 million on this and they won't be able to reap the returns back. What would you guys say is the main thing that the money could be best spent on?
That is very difficult. I mean, to be very frank, it's a difficult question to answer. And part of that is because as students, and I'm someone who I'm also a part-time teacher because I'm a postgraduate student, so I do have some insight into part of how the teaching side works as well. That being said, as students, particularly students in specific departments, we don't have as much of an overview of how the whole university is being budgeted and how the whole university is working. So I think it would be unfair for me to try and judge a better project. That being said, I think a lot of things that the university does at the moment, and this includes things like improvements being made to the mental health services that have happened over a few years, and I've been here for my undergraduate as well, so I've seen the changes taking place over time. The development of the studio, which is actually a really nice space for a lot of students, and it's, for me, a massive improvement over the den. I think that continuing projects that students actually want, and definitely consulting with students when you're making such a massive implementation when it comes to both changing the system and putting so much money into it, would be the first thing to do. And I don't think that's been done.
Definitely. And I feel that with the huge staff redundancy that this Project Transform will lead to, it will result in bigger classes and therefore less variety in the curriculum. So there's kind of a knock-on effect, not only directly those staff members, but also to students themselves.
Sorry, so would that affect seminars as well as lectures?
It would. If you're losing out on staff, then you would either end up having an excessive number of postgraduates taking seminars in some cases where they might not be the right people for that particular job, or you'd have bigger seminar groups. In either case, the quality of the teaching would be affected, but it would also be extremely unfair on the faculty members themselves, because they'd then be expected to do much more work than what they are doing at the moment. And let's not forget, to be a lecturer at the university, in addition to your teaching commitments, you also have to churn out research. People forget this a lot, but maintaining both of those and keeping the quality of both at a level which is good for your own career but is also good for the university and good for the students is practically impossible.
I mean, the experience I've had so far this year in regards to seminars, they haven't been the most stimulating of all kind of things, but I do think making it bigger would just turn it into another classroom.
Definitely, and I'm sure that more students listening will be sharing our views. If you are against Project Transform, then there will be the protest on Wednesday that the group will congregate outside the Trent building and at the entrance near BGP. Thank you very much for listening. Make sure your voice is heard, and thank you guys for your time today.
This is URN.